It is open air here on KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, and welcome back to the KALW microphones. Matt Hanscom, who's going to be singing one of the parts in Opera San Jose's production of Mozart's Magic Flute. Matt, welcome to KALW.
Thank you for having me, Kevin.
What part are you playing?
My part is Papageno. He's the sort of royal birdcatcher employed by the Queen of the Night.
Oh, okay. So we get to see you with the little at the very beginning of the...
He is proficient in the panpipes, that's right. That's how he lures his birds towards him so he can catch them. In this particular production, I have a spectacular sort of bird-flavored hat and coat. So it's all very interesting, and a lot of man-hours went into making it, and it's a joy to take the stage with it on every day.
How long have you been working on this?
This production, let's see. I guess it's about 7 weeks at this point. The production period is, I think, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, and then the performances begin.
Okay.
So one of the benefits of Opera San Jose is that we get a good amount of time to work all of the details dramatically in the room before we head to the stage.
Fantastic. Opera San Jose, their production of The Magic Flute. A little Mozart for beginners. What goes on in the Magic Flute?
The action revolves around Prince Tamino, who, all we know about him is that he's a wanderer from a faraway land, and he finds himself in the land of the Queen of the Night and Zoroastro, where there's this sort of struggle for power going on between Zoroastro, who's the keeper of the sun, and the Queen of the Night. And he's looking for true love. And it just so happens that there's a princess named Pamina, who is perfect for him, except that she's been kidnapped by an evil agent of the Queen of the Night named Monastatos. And, they... Zoroastro works as hard as he can to get those two under his power. They go into the temple, and he has to prove himself by undergoing trials of fire and water. And if he can succeed in these trials, he'll end up with the love of his life. And no spoilers, because obviously you can find these things out, but it all works out pretty well in the end.
This is one of those operas that has a happy ending.
Absolutely.
It's one of those... was it designed for children, or was it sort of the equivalent of a musical comedy?
Not designed for children.
Rom-com, yes.
Right, not designed for children originally. In these days, it's often produced as such because it's a great opera for family to get to make your first opera to bring your kids to. It's not really violent or, some of the crazy plots that we all know exist in opera. But... not originally designed for children, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, this production will be somewhat kid appropriate,
of course. And there are even children in the production. We have a whole corps de ballet of dancing children who are integral to the action. They puppeteer like the dragon in the first act. They puppeteer the birds during my first aria. They do amazing amounts of choreography that make my head spin. And there are three singing genies who are, angelic-voiced boys. I believe they're from an organization called the San Francisco Boys Choir. I don't know if that really exists. They said something to that effect to me. And they sing beautifully. And, it's all about the pureness of the harmony with a boy soprano voice like that. So they're fantastic.
Oh, boy. This is Matthew Hanscom. He's the baritone and playing the part of what is the character's name again?
Papageno.
Papageno. That's right. There's that pa-pa-pa-pa thing at the very end.
Yes, the duet with Papageno. Yes. Papageno and the love of his life happens to be Papagena. So
how convenient.
Yes, exactly.
Magic Flute, Mozart's great opera being performed by Opera San Jose. The dates I have here are April 18th. Oh, my God, that was yesterday. Yeah.
Tonight.
Tonight. There's a performance tonight, April 18th through May 3rd, and it's taking place at the California Theater. The address is 345 South 1st Street in San Jose, and a website to go to is operasj.org. There's something special about this performance, the stagecraft of this that's bigger than anybody else's?
Yes, there is. We have the benefit on this production of having the support of the Packard Humanities Foundation. They have generously offered to cover many of the expenses of our production, and from the very first moments of the overture, which is all staged in our production, you will see magnificent, larger-than-life dragons come out on stage, puppeteered by, like I said, the children and some of the chorus members.
Puppeted, absolutely.
And sort of really interesting neon light effects, strobe effects. There are mirrored walls. The entire second act is supposed to be, you know, like a negative image of the first act. So it's really supposed to set the audience, you know, sort of topsy-turvy as compared to how they felt sort of stable in the first act. Here we've entered into Zoroastro's temple, and things get a little strange. So there are neon lights, there are mirrored walls, there are strobe effects, there's a lighting effect during the trials of fire and water that bathes the entire audience, the entire house, in sort of waves of fire and water. It's a feast for the eyes as well as the ears.
Even more so than going to the planetarium or seeing one of those IMAX presentations.
Exactly,
it's going to be bigger than IMAX.
It is. It's a surround sound experience for sure.
This is the performance of the Magic Flute, the great opera by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, taking place now through the 3rd of May at the California Theater at 345 South 1st Street, put on by Opera San Jose. Their website is operasj.org. Matthew Hanscom is here talking about that, playing the part of Papageno. I want to make sure I get all the consonants in there properly. I won't make you sing. I usually like making folk singers sing, but I won't make an opera singer sing. And how long have you been doing this?
Opera singing is sort of a gradual process. You don't just do it. But I grew up in Minnesota. And in Minnesota, like many places in the country, I'm sure, but Minnesota particularly has a very rich choral tradition. So I spent every day of my life going to choir, mm-hmm. Grade school through high school. And in high school, there was a program where voice teachers from St. Olaf College nearby would come and bring a voice teacher, a little group of voice teachers would come, and we could opt out of our choir period that day and take a voice lesson instead. Started studying songs and sort of, you know, introductory arias. And, you know, my first love was musical theater, but at some point my voice became more mature. It had a heavier sound, and it became more suited for opera. And I went to Northwestern and just started studying opera, and I was a double major in economics originally, but music became the only thing that I could see myself doing, so I focused on that, and here we are.
Matthew Hanscom, he's playing the part of Papageno in Mozart's Magic Flute, put on by Opera San Jose. Their website is operasj.org. The performance of the Magic Flute going on now through May 3rd. There's a performance tonight.
Correct.
You need to get back on the BART to head back down to San
6:30. That's right. In the chair at 6:30.
California Theater in San Jose. The address is 345 South 1st Street in San Jose. A performance tonight, another performance Sunday, next weekend, Friday and Sunday as well?
Correct.
I'm looking forward to seeing this.
Fantastic.
Matthew, thank you so much.
My pleasure.